on news, menu changes, and upcoming special events.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. Work on FutureGen, the $1.8 billion low-emission coal project in Mattoon, will continue despite the financial withdrawal of the U.S. Department of Energy. Angela Griffin is the president of economic development for the group Coals Together. She says she hopes the next administration will support FutureGen starting in January of next year.
Very few pieces of the project have been derailed. This is a setback, but we were all expecting it. We're not at all concerned that FutureGen will not be built in Mattoon. Please don't put us on the obituary page yet, because we are not at all dead.
Last Friday, the DOE terminated FutureGen, arguing it would exceed the project's budget. Griffin says the department's decision was politically motivated because the agency already spent millions of dollars on FutureGen.
Which makes this thing all that much more atrocious, that the federal government can spend $40 million and then walk away from it and empty-handed with nothing after spending that kind of taxpayer money.
Griffin says the FutureGen project continues to stay on schedule. She says this week geological experts will conduct a seismological survey, and plans to purchase the land for the project by August are well underway. Soldiers with the Illinois Army National Guard are expected to fill about 500,000 sandbags by today as they work to fortify levees along a 15-mile stretch of the swollen Mississippi River near Quincy. More than 400 members of the Guard were activated to assist with sandbagging efforts, while across Illinois it was more of the same as residents and officials raced to keep floodwaters at bay, even as rivers continue to rise along the Mississippi. The National Weather Service says some rivers won't crest for another week as water continues to pour south from Wisconsin. While 15 counties remain designated state disaster areas, authorities say no deaths have been reported in connection with Illinois' floods. The Democratic National Committee and Illinois Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign are moving in together. It's been announced that the DNC will move some of its key operations to Chicago for the rest of the election season. Ben Calhoun has more.
The DNC will move what's being described as the, quote, heart of its political outfit to Chicago. That includes its political and field organizing operations, which will be incorporated into Obama campaign headquarters on Michigan Avenue. The move is part of a push by the Obama campaign to merge its efforts with the DNC's. Spokespeople from both organizations say the goals are streamlining and efficiency. The move represents a shift from the last two presidential elections, when presidential and DNC campaign efforts were more separated. The announcement, of course, comes as the Obama campaign is making efforts to unify the party after a long and divisive primary. I'm Ben Calhoun.
The Indiana Court of Appeals is scheduled to hear arguments July 8th in the legal fight for control of the Terre Haute mayor's office. Former Democratic Mayor Kevin Burke claims that Republican Mayor Duke Bennett should not have been allowed to take office because his candidacy violated the Hatch Act. That's a federal law that limits the political activity of employees of some not-for-profits that receive federal money. Bennett formerly was the director of operations at Hamilton Center, which operates an early Head Start program that's funded by federal grants. Burke is arguing that state law requires Bennett be removed from office, and Burke, as the person receiving the second most votes, should become mayor again. Burke appealed a Vigo Superior Court judge's ruling that he saw no evidence indicating that Bennett had willfully flouted the Hatch Act. Illinois' Bureau of Tourism is looking to promote travel in the Hispanic community. The Bureau is launching a Spanish-language website. Jan Costner is the Deputy Director of Tourism for Illinois. She says it makes sense to appeal to multiple demographics.
And that's a huge growing market, and there's a lot of interest in history and the history of Illinois and travel throughout. And so that was another market we know that was good for us to talk to in their language.
The Tourism Board also publishes the Soul of Illinois Guide. It lists historical African-American destinations, including parts of the old Underground Railroad. The address for the Spanish-language website is www.disfrutaillinois.com. The nation's two largest hot dog makers are waging an all-out wiener war, hoping to win over customers and secure the top spot in the country's stagnating hot dog market. The latest round in the feud comes as Kraft Foods' Oscar Mayer brand gives its signature hot dog a makeover. It's a move aimed at taking away momentum from Sara Lee's Ballpark Franks. Kraft's reformulation is the first major change in 20 years for the all-beef hot dog. Both suburban Chicago food companies say they're the nation's top hot dog brand based on separate readings of market research and sales data, and both have special projects going on to put out new items. But experts say the Frank fight may become more difficult as the economy sours and hot dog consumption, at least among adults, hits its lowest level since the mid-80s. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 9:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us in the weather office. Hi, Ed.
Good morning.
We can finally take a breather now that that last wave of severe weather went through real quickly, at least in the Champaign area yesterday, and now it's pretty quiet.
Yeah, it is quiet. Some strong winds on the leading edge of that line of storms, though, and the Paxton area really got hit hard with a lot of wind damage and trees down.
It was a strange storm. It came through, it just the wind was all over the place, and there wasn't too much lightning or thunder or rain, for that matter.
And the rain came and went quickly. What was also strange is after all the rain we've had an above average month for rainfall. And